Hello, hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the Just Being Honest Show. How do you like that? How lucky are you? How lucky do you feel right now that you're a part of this? You are a part of history right now. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, first off, I wanted to say that this will probably be, you know, a fairly short episode. I'm going to try to go for half-hour episodes in the future, 45-minute, hour, you get the picture. But this is more of an introduction. I wanted to say who I am. You know, I'm Eric Cristiano, 30 years old. I live in Staten Island, New York, okay? Jets fan, Knicks fan, Mets fan. Don't hate, all right? Don't roll your eyes. Stop it. Stop rolling your eyes. Cut it out, all right? Those are my teams. Listen, the thing about sports is especially I respect other players, but I love my teams, okay? So I don't have any hatred towards Tom Brady or anything like that. I think he's an amazing quarterback, and we're going to get into that later. But anyway, so now why I'm starting this is because I truly need a giant change in my life, because not feeling, you know, I'm just so sick of the daily routine. And I'm sure everybody could feel this, you know, very similar in the, wow, you can hear my co-host over back there, Samson, my bird. You hear him chirping away? Oh, yeah. This mic will pick up anything. What was I saying? So yeah. I need a change. I need a change in my life. And this change, if I don't make it, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind, is really what it comes down to. So anyway, it doesn't matter. So moving on. You understand. You get the point. If anyone wants to email in, right, it's justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. I know it's long, but I don't care. You know, if you want to write in, write in. If you don't. You know, it's just, if you want to listen, listen. If you don't, you don't. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. I think I'm talking too fast again. Let me slow it down. Yeah, I am talking too fast. Okay. So, also, if you want to email in, please, in the subject line, just give me at least something. Not a hello, not a hi, please, or a hey. I'll lose my damn mind. I'll break my computer in half. Okay. I want you to write in dilemma, write in ex-girlfriend, right? I don't care what it is, but I'll give you advice for it, okay? Doesn't matter. Just try to keep it, because honestly, if I see a hi or hello, I might skip it. So try to write in some type of context in the subject line and then give me a full story, and I'll read it out loud. And it will be funny to hear me read out loud, because when I do read out loud, I tend to try to read so fast and skip, so I'm jumping over my own words, and I curse, and I get pissed off. So that should be a big treat for you guys. Anyway, so the other day, I was hanging out with three of my, as Bill Burr would say, lady friends, but I can't take that. That's trademarked by Bill Burr. If anybody listens to Bill Burr's podcast, that's another reason why I'm doing this. If you listen to Bill Burr's podcast, hang on a second, I gotta take a sip of coffee. Bill Burr's podcast, hilarious. Joe Rogan, he has another podcast. His podcasts are long. He has like 2-hour, 3-hour podcasts. You don't even notice that they're going by so fast, because they're funny, they're good. I think he always has guests, actually, which eventually I'm going to have too. And that will definitely make the podcast way longer. You know, having just a back and forth with someone will make it way longer and easier to have a back and forth, to be honest with you, because right now I'm talking to myself. But what I do is I find myself talking to myself all the time, okay? Let me break this down for you. I told you I'm a sleep technologist. So I work nights. I work a 9-to-5 just like everyone else, okay? It's just the other way around. Now, I see my patients for 25 minutes while they're setting up the paper, you know, while they finished paperwork, and then I set them up. So for a good hour, I see a patient before I set them up, and they go to sleep. Now, yet again, boom, by myself again. I don't talk to myself at work as much as I do at my house. At my house, if I'm looking through the cupboard, you hear me over here? Well, yeah. You know, if I'm looking through the cupboard and I'm looking for like cereal or cookies or whatever it is, you know, garbage to put in my system to make myself even fatter than I am now, I'll say either I'll look at it and normal people will just react and grab it, you know, without having cognitive thought. But no, me, I'll actually say to myself, oh, should I have Rice Krispies? Should I have Fruity Loops? Or should I have a cookie? You know, what am I doing here? Why am I talking out loud? Why am I doing that to myself? But it's a thing I do. So this podcast should be, you know, easy and nothing for me. So, so back to what I was saying before. The other day I was hanging out with my friends and these three chicks and we were bullshitting about the future and if you want kids and this, that, and the third, you get it. I feel like it's irresponsible. I'll be 31 next month. Well, actually, no, I'm sorry. I'll be 31 at the end of this month. And the 26th of this month, all right, I'll be 31 years old. Taking that leap. No, there's no leap. Okay, so we were talking about future and, like I said, what you want to be, if you want to have kids. I feel it's irresponsible as if I'm 35 years old, right? If by the time I'm 35, I don't have children, there's no way I'm going to pursue having a child at 35, especially if my life is not where I want it to be. I just think it's irresponsible. I don't want to be an old parent. You know what I mean? I'm sure other people can agree with that. But there's no way I could be an old parent, you know. I would feel too. I don't know. In my head, I'm 30 years old now, and I'm already thinking it's almost irresponsible. But it's not. It's not. So please go out there and have kids. I don't care. But I, you know, for one thing, I'm single, so I would need to meet someone and go through that whole that whole thing with the person I'm with, and then eventually we would have to have kids. So I'm 30 now, you know, do the math. People are together for 5 years and don't have kids sometimes. Who's calling me? Who's calling? Who's calling? Who's calling? Who's calling? Probably a bill collector. We just blocked those. You know. People out there, you who's listening, you guys know when you block them bill collectors. Hang on. Okay, so, but let's just step back. Let's say I was a parent, right? Okay. I feel that, and I'm just being honest, I feel being a parent is sheep herding. You know what sheep herding is, right? Sheep herding is when the cowboy hops on his horse and he's riding his sheep to where they have to go. And if one starts veering off of where he's supposed to be, he rides his horse up to the side of the herd. And he, you know, scares the sheep right back into its spot. And they all, you know, they stay together and they get to where they have to go. Okay, I feel like that is a good example for life and parenting. I feel like you just have to sheep herd them through. All these parents are, sometimes they're too much. All right. yet again, this is pure ignorance. I am not a parent, okay? I do not have children. I cannot say from experience, but I don't care. Like I said, if you don't like it, don't listen, all right? If you don't like it, don't listen. Listen. and then I said listen. Okay. What I mean by that is, of course, in the beginning, it's got to be a pain in the ass changing shitty diapers and waking up at 3 in the morning when they're crying. But honestly, I really do believe that you should let them cry themselves to sleep. Stop coddling these kids. I met a kid the other night, for instance, right? That sounded really out of context. That sounded really, really out of context. Okay. I met a parent, a mother, with her son the other night, right? For the sleep study, okay? Now, this kid's going to get beat up in school bad. He was a pussy, straight up. This little kid was a pussy. I know how that sounds, that I'm calling a little kid a pussy. I realize how that sounds, okay? I'm fully aware of how that sounds. But I have to say it. That kid was a little bitch, and he's going to get beat up. He's going to get his I don't know how school is now, though. School's so weird now. I know some schools, they're giving out iPads to kids. That's strange. That's odd, you know? Back when I was going to school, well, for one thing, that iPads weren't even around. And just the fact that these kids are getting iPads in kindergarten is strange. And it's just because parents don't want to deal with them anymore. You know? That's what it comes down to now. I guess if in my time, if we had iPads, I'd have one too, but I don't know. We were pretty poor growing up, you know what I mean? So I might not have had an iPad. I might have had a Z pad or something like that, you know? An A pad. I don't know. We had something like some type of knockoff. When I was growing up, we didn't have Rice Krispies. We had like Frills or something like that. I forget what it was called. Or Crispy. No, I know. When I was growing up, we had, instead of Rice Krispies, we had Crispy Rice. That's exactly what it was. Crispy Rice. Instead of Fruity Loops, what was it? It was like Loop. What was it? It's normally Fruity Loops. It was, oh my God, I can't think. It was a stupid name. It was like Loops of Fruit or some shit. Literally saying it backwards, something stupid like that, Loops of Fruit. So yeah, didn't grow up with a silver spoon, I promise you that, all right? So anybody out there who had it a little rough growing up can definitely relate and respect it. You know, it made me who I am today. That's why now when I go out to the store and I go shopping for myself, because obviously I'm a man now, so I live on my own and I do my own shopping, and you know, when I go out now, instead of getting 2-3 boxes of cereal, I'll get that one Fruity Loops, I'll get that one Fruity Pebbles or whatever the hell, you know, I'll get the official brand, and it's a step up from the life. Mind you, you know, my parents had two kids, and I have nobody, so I don't have any mouths to feed, thank God. So oh my God, good morning everybody, good afternoon, good evening. I don't know when you're listening to this. It's you know, I work nights, like I said, overnight, should I say, and for me, it's almost 8 o'clock. I definitely woke up a little late today, but I also didn't go to sleep. I worked last night, so this will be the normal hour. Actually, I'm hopefully it should be around 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It should be posted around. This is definitely way later. And, of course, it's my first show, so I'm an asshole. So most people are going to listen to this on Tuesday. So sorry about that, but if you don't like it, you can get fucking off. So yeah, the sheep herding. I really believe in that. Oh, okay. So back to the sheep herding. I went off. I sheep-herded myself off the tracks. What I mean by that is when. All right. Obviously, past the point of when they're babies, and they can walk around. What I mean by sheep herding is, you know, when they're veering off to go stick a fork in the outlet, the wall outlet. Yeah, you could tell them to not do that. You know, that's a smart thing, you know, so the kid doesn't grow up as a serial killer. Jesus. You know, if he starts walking towards, you know, too far away from you into the, towards the street, he starts stumbling himself over to the street, you sheep herd him back onto the sidewalk. That's what I mean by that. Okay. Obviously, you don't want them jumping into the middle of the street. But in general, I feel like you got to let kids be kids. You got to let kids be kids. Let them play outside. But, you know, watch them. Especially not in the front yard. And, you know, if you have a backyard, let them play in the backyard. If you don't have a backyard, you know, then you got to play outside with your kid. I don't have to tell you, you know. And you have to let kids be around kids also. So the sooner you have a friend with, you know, another child or son, daughter, whatever it is, let them hang out together. When kids are around parents too much, they could grow up weird. Thankfully, one of my friend's sons did not grow up like that. He grew up with all of us being reckless and acting like animals, and he grew up fine, thank God, because that could have took a turn for the worse, but he's a good boy, JJ. That's my man right there. And but now, you know, obviously he's 5 years old now, so he's in school and he's dealing, you know, he's interacting with children. But I've seen other kids grow up only dealing with adults and parents and stuff like that, and it sometimes it doesn't work out right. It's a little strange, you know. They're it's strange when they meet another child because they don't know how to act, and around an adult, they'll do whatever, they'll say whatever. Around a child, all of a sudden, they lock up, and they're shy, and they don't want to speak, because they're like, what the hell is that? Who is that? Who invited this son of a bitch? Is he taking my place? You know, that's what they're thinking. Is this son of a bitch taking my place? So, you don't want to freak the kids out. Wow, I am sorry. I am sniffling. I'm coughing. My God. I'm not on drugs, I promise. I just woke up a little while ago, and I knew I wanted to get this done today. And I wanted to do this on the whim, on the fly. I don't want to I had a lot of episodes pre-recorded, and I deleted them. Gone. They're gone forever. I deleted them on purpose, so I wasn't able to use them. You know what I mean? I didn't want to have to fall back on something. Because this is gonna be a regular thing in my life, and I didn't want to have a fallback. So, what I really wanted to do is, I wanted to just record it on the fly, and it's gonna be every Monday. I want to record it on the fly. I just want to wake up, or if I happen to not have work the following night before. You know, waking up at a decent hour, and it will be up earlier. You know, maybe by 12 o'clock or something like that. Whatever time you're listening to it, wherever you are, it may be on your time. But it'll be a little bit earlier, so it's not, you know, people will be able to listen to it on Monday. And, hey, listen, maybe I'll help you get through the day, right? You may hate your job. Your boss walks by. You have the iPhone cord into your ear, and as he walks by, you mutter off, "Go fuck yourself," or something to him, you know. And you're just sick of your job, sick of your boss. Write in. Tell me about it. Tell me about how much you hate that motherfucker, and how much you would do how much better you would do his job instead of you sitting in that cubicle, losing your goddamn mind. Okay, making it like it's home in there, putting up pictures and Beanie Baby stuffed animals in your cubicle while you just slowly get closer and closer to death. I don't know how you do it. Listen, my job, at least I work, and I'm by myself after I set up my patient, it's almost a good thing that I'm by myself, because as fun as it was when I was younger having coworkers, I don't know. I can't see myself doing it at this point. It is very odd to not have coworkers. So I really can't. I can't say anything. It's just that I'm. I guess, a little too comfortable without having someone over my back, over my over my shoulder, and I guess that's not really a good thing to be that comfortable without having someone over your shoulder. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like I got a little too comfy with it. So if I ever leave this career that I have as a sleep technologist, it's going to be a difficult transition for sure. It is definitely going to be a difficult one because I'm going to have coworkers. I'm going to have some asshole over my back. But the reason why I'm doing this is because I don't want to have a fucking boss. I don't want to have one. I'm sick of it. I would love to, I want to be my own boss. Obviously, I'm not saying this is going to skyrocket me into the disc jockey world or nothing like that. But you know what? It's a hobby. If I can make a couple of bucks off it, why not? If I don't, at least I could unload my craziness onto you. And I'm sure I'll hit on some points that you feel. And maybe I'll make you feel not as crazy. Because you see, I'm crazy. I'm crazier than you are. Okay? I promise you, I'm most likely crazier than you are anyway. But especially with all my thoughts and my conspiracy theories and all that stuff. And we will get into that, I promise. But for now, just know, as long as you're not a serial killer and, a legitimate crazy person, then most likely I got you beat. But you're doing pretty good in life. Just know that. As long as you're not murdering people, you're doing pretty decent. Hold on. See now, it's 7:45 over here, right? I'm drinking coffee. That's my life. Whew. You understand the need for change? Now, is it all coming into picture now? And also, by the way, I'm not going through this. I'm not going to edit shit. I'm not going to edit out a cough. I'm not going to edit out a I'm not. I hope I'm talking slower, though. And that will be something that I'm going to have to work on. I know I'm talking fast. I noticed it before as I was saying it. I'm still talking fast, so I'm going to have to work on it and just, you know, take it down a couple of notches because it's no good to be rambling off this fast and people having to rewind to hear what the hell I said. Not that I've said anything on this goddamn podcast yet that's significant at all, but go fuck yourselves. I don't care. I have to stop sniffling. But like I said, also, yet again, I just woke up, all right? I just woke up. I'm doing this for you people. No, I'm doing it for me. Like I said, if you listen, you listen. You don't. I really don't care. Either way, just being honest with you guys, I don't give a shit. I don't care. But of course, it would be cool. And again, I need, I think I need guests. I think I need guests. It will make this a lot easier. And I'm going to. Oh, what I was saying, though. I'm not editing out anything. So whatever's in this, cough, sneeze, clear my throat. It's staying in. I don't care. Skim through it. Rewind it. Well, no. It's going to be, you know, it'll be pieces. It'll be bits and pieces. But yet again, I'm going to try to slowly talk. But I don't want to be like one of those guys, those disc jockeys who are talking to you at nighttime like, hey, we just got a caller in. Here's John. John, how are you today, John? What are you calling in for, John? You know, I'm not going to be that guy, all right? I'm not going to be the person, I'm not going to be that type of disc jockey. I said a Molly Colley. Oh, Jesus. It's like I'm reading them. I'm tripping over my own words. I'm not going to coddle to you, okay? So, what are we up to? We're up to 25 minutes. I pretty much can call it at this point. I'll upload this, and I hope you enjoyed, you know? It's going to be so much more in the future, so much more I have for this podcast. Eventually I'm going to have guests. I might try out some other things. I might try out like a brother's text. So my brother, he's a character. I might have him text me in every Monday and I'll read his text of something crazy and I'll respond to it. You know, segments. I'm going to have segments. So I may have the biggest thing for me. So right now is thinking about guests. Now, if you guys want to write in and let me know what you think. Now, I felt if I was having a police officer on, right, or a fireman or a sanitation worker, to if they came on the show, have them speak about their job, I'm sure it would be funny, you know, hearing about the shit that a cop has to go through every single day. I think it would be funny. Or saving people dealing with lowlifes, you know. Domestic disturbances, but of course not to anybody's, you know, anyone's information or nothing like that. But I think it would be hilarious. Think about a sanitation worker coming on here. Talking about the shit he has to pick up all day long, and the stuff he has to see at nighttime, especially if he's working in a rough area, you know? The lowlifes he's seeing walking around the streets. I'm not talking about homeless people, all right? I just said homeless people. I'm talking about the second people was for you guys. But I'm not talking about those type of people, because obviously most of them are mentally ill or shit like that. So I'm not sure how I want to do it, because I know a lot of people who want to be on this show. People who I know want to be on this show. And they want to talk about being honest. They want to be honest on this show. But that's fine, but I'd rather them be honest about what they do. So if I have on a friend that's a fireman, he could tell me what he goes through on a daily basis as a fireman, and I could have questions for him. So you let me know. Or I could just have a guest, you know, I could just have a guest and he could tell me what he does, and then we could just talk. You know, I could have bullet points of whatever I want to talk about, but I feel it's best. So if you want to tally in and vote in on this, I promise I'll read these emails. Yet again, the email is justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. All one word. It's not that hard. Okay. I feel I should have people on that are doing different types of jobs, even if it's a shit job, deli job. I don't care. You tell me how many people come in and they order a goddamn bagel with cream cheese and are slowly killing themselves with the butter. And how these Americans are just slowly killing themselves with the bagel and the butter. I feel that's what I want to do. That's what I want to have on. I want to have people on. I have friends all over. I really do. I have friends in New Zealand. I have friends in Denver. I have friends in Ohio. I have friends in North Carolina. I have friends in California. I have friends in Florida. Okay, I got friends all over the place, all over the globe, but all over the map, especially the U.S. I have friends all over the place. New Zealand's probably the furthest friend I have. That went away. My friend Dave too. He's like a world traveler. All of a sudden, this kid. I would love to have him on this show, because this dude is crazy now. He goes around and he's jumping on no, I'm sorry. He goes around, he's climbing these giant mountains though, and doing some wild stuff. And it's impressive. So I was thinking about having someone like him on the show, talk about his great journeys and the things he's seen and stuff like that. That'd be awesome. So that's definitely what I'm gonna shoot for as well. Excuse me. And I guess that's it. You know what? So that's the future of the show. The future of the show is having guests. It is having special segments, possible Skype segments. Like I said, my brother's tech segment. That sounds, you know, if anybody knows me, you know my brother. He could be definitely a character. Even a friend segment. I was going to have my buddy Joe come on the show quite often, actually. And he's a smart guy. He really is. Very smart guy. Anybody who knows me, who knows who I'm talking about when I say Joe. And he's a funny cat. He's a funny guy. He's not only is he funny, he's very intelligent. So we could have a very intellectual conversation with him, being dead fucking honest, okay? And he'll be ruthless. He'll be ruthlessly honest, which is good. You know, that's what I want. Like I said, if you want to listen, listen. If you don't, go fuck yourself. I really don't care. And that was such a ripoff of Bill Burr, but it was a sentence I had to say, okay? I'm not trying to rip anybody off, okay? This will be my own thing, okay? And now, it's, you know what? I'm already 31 minutes in on this, okay? This is nothing. These shows might get longer and longer, all right? But for now, I'm going to say goodbye. That's the end of the podcast. Have a good week, okay? I hope your weekend was good. Move past the Monday bullshit. Get past the Wednesday hump bullshit, all right? You'll be fine. Cut it out. Stop it. Stop whining. You just remember you put yourself in that job, okay? I know you have to make a living. I get it. But if you want to change your life, do it, okay? Cut the bullshit. Fucking quit your job, punch your boss in the... No, don't beat up your boss. But quit your fucking job if you're not... If you're unhappy and you could survive on your savings until you find something different, I'm a dreamer, people, okay? That's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm not working a straight 9-to-5, because I can't. I physically can't do that. It's just... It's not me. It's not who I've ever been. I did it a couple of times throughout the jobs I've done in my life, because shit... Let me tell you, I've been doing this job, the current one I'm doing now, the sleep studies. I've been doing this job for 5+ years now. Before that, I was bouncing around all over, 20-something jobs, you know, from working since I'm 16, you know, even before that. I'm talking, 13, handing out flyers for restaurants and shit, making whatever money, got to make that money, all right? I know the middle-ish of this podcast wasn't that great and that funny because it was an introduction, so sorry, but, I don't care, you know, it's just, I don't care, but the end of this, you know, started catching a little momentum. All right, that's it. I'm going in. This is going to take forever to upload, so now, I hope you guys, enjoy. Hope you tune back in. I'm debating also that it might be a Monday and Thursday type of thing, or it's going to be just Mondays. For now, I'm going to just leave it as just a Thursday thing, okay? On Facebook, I'll let friends and stuff like that know, whoever's not a friend and that's listening, I apologize. But soon there will be a Facebook page, there'll be a Twitter page, there'll be an Instagram page, there'll be a website, you get it. You know, I jumped into this a little too premature probably, but yet again, you know what I'm going to say, right? I don't give a fuck, okay? So, I hope you enjoyed it, and have a good week. Please, if your boss is annoying the shit out of you, and you want to know how to deal with them, if your girlfriend's pissing you off, you want to know how to deal with her. If your boyfriend's pissing you off, you know what? You want to know how to deal with him. Please write in. You know, email me justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. I will read them. I promise you. I have it set to alerts, so to alert me every time I get an email from that email. So I will read them. I will go over them. I will. If it's too many, obviously I'll get to as many as I can, and then I'll possibly break them up into maybe categories, or I'll break them up into each week. I'll try to do 3 or 4 reads throughout the week, and I'll give you my advice on them, and that will make this show go even longer. We're at 35 minutes now. It may go it may be hour, you know, the most I really want to do is an hour show, to be honest with you, but who knows? It could be an hour, hour and a half, you know, we'll see. Especially if I have a guest, it could be 2 hours, I don't know. But for now, I'm going to try to stick in this 30-minute, 45-minute range podcast, all right? So, have a good week. If you need anything, write in, and either Thursday, but most likely Monday, I'll get back to you, okay? So, when you're listening to this in your cubicle, you won't feel like jumping through that plate glass window and shaking hands with the devil, all right? So, have a good week.